certainly good to be here.
Yeah.
I do appreciate the Lord. Just want to appreciate everybody that came out. Appreciate our church. We just missed this morning to come down to be with you all, and I thank God for our church family. But boy, most of all, I'm thankful for the one saved me.
Amen.
Done something for me that I couldn't do for myself.
That's right, man.
And I could not save myself.
Yeah.
No matter how strong you are or how big you are, man, you cannot save yourself. And I'll tell you, the man this morning can. Amen. His name is Jesus.
Yeah,
he will save you.
Yeah.
Brother Jerry said it's a wonderful thing to make the call. Amen.
Yeah.
I'd rather do anything is to stand and preach sometimes. Amen. My nerves just about get better of me. But I'm here to tell you this morning, when the anointing comes, there's nothing I'd rather do any better.
Amen.
But it is good to be in God's house this morning.
Amen.
I appreciate you from the bottom of my heart. And
yeah.
If you're here today,
yeah.
You're lost without God. Today's the day of salvation.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So we'll get into the Word of God, and you pray for us just for a few minutes, and I will try to be as brief as possible, but if I preach everything God put on my heart this morning, we'll be here in about 3.
I got time.
Amen. But I'll tell you, I'm not that long-winded a preacher. Amen. I'm a wimp, and I can't take it that long. Amen. Chapter 14, St. Luke's Gospel, and a very familiar story. Not going to read every bit of it, just going to read a little of it, and amen, but you bear with me for a few minutes here, and we'll try our best to give you what the Lord's put on our heart. Amen. But let me say this morning. Amen. If you have a need, you don't have to wait for me to say come.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
Anytime the Lord speaks to your heart and you want to step out and come, amen, just get up out of your seat and make your way on down here. I'll tell you this too. A lot of times we won't move because nobody will move with us. We ain't got nobody, but Jesus said, I'll go with you. Amen. He said, I'll be staying. I'll be waiting on you when you get there. Amen. But this morning, if there's somebody next to you you've got confidence in and you love, amen, if you want to come pray, just reach and take them by the hand. If they where they are today, they'll come and pray with you.
Amen.
So you bear with us for a few minutes. St. John, St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 14, starting in the 16th verse. It said, and then said he unto them, a certain man made a great supper and bade many. And he sent his servants at supper time to say to them that were bidden, come, for all things are now ready. And they all, with one consent, begin, I want you to notice, with one consent, begin to make excuse. The first one said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must need go and see it. I pray thee, have me excused. And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray thee, have me excused. The other one's so lame that he didn't even ask to be excused. He said, and another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. Father in heaven, Lord, as we come before you this morning, as humble as we know how, Lord, we ask you, God, again, to anoint my mouth. Lord, and help me to preach, God, in the power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost. Lord, that God, people be under conviction, and God be saved before it's too late. Lord, I know this morning I'm nothing without you, God. And Lord, I can't do nothing without you, Lord, and I pray. God, his souls is at stake. And Lord, I pray this morning, God, that they come and be saved before it's everlasting too late. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I want you to notice this scripture. It's kind of funny. I'll tell you how dumb I am. Amen. I was reading last night, reading this morning, thinking, boy, I wish I just had something to preach on, go along with homecoming. Amen. And just a minute ago, sitting over there, picking my Bible up and opening it. Amen. And this is talking about a dinner. Amen. A supper.
Amen.
I thought, hallelujah, yeah. Lord, how dumb I am. But you know what? There's something here in this scripture that stands out. Amen. There's only 3 places in the Word of God. Amen. That excuse is mentioned. Amen. Now, excuse is mentioned 2 times, and inexcusable is mentioned 1 time. Amen. So it's not in here very many times. But, buddy, I'm here to tell you we hear it a lot. Amen. Listen, this man here invited his friends to come. I told him at church years ago, every time we'd have something, we'd call every church in the country and invite them to come. Amen. But we wouldn't go out into the highways and have you. Amen. And compel the lost to come in. Amen. We was trying to get everybody else. Amen. But you know what? Just like right here, everybody had an excuse not to come. Amen. You can't hardly even get church people to church anymore. Alone the lost. But I don't want to get into that this morning. I want to preach to you. Amen. How many times do we make excuses? I thought a man in the beginning of time. guilty of yourself and not anything else. And all the excuses you can make, you can blame everybody. You can blame the old pastor. Amen. You can blame the song leader. But I'm here to tell you, I've made enough excuses that you can come up with to keep you out of hell.
That's right, brother.
Amen. I think about these things, and boy, I tell you, people make all kinds of excuses. I told my wife on the way to church, we got a text message saying somebody wasn't coming. I said, that's amazing. That goes right along the message. And, you know, everybody's got an excuse. I'm here to tell you this morning. Just because we got a runny nose. Amen. Because we got a little bit of a headache. Don't give us the right to lay out. Amen. But listen, I guarantee you, last Sunday evening, there's 58 people would love to trade places with you this Sunday. Amen. They would love to be sitting in the house of God, hearing the word of God, fellowshipping with God's people. Amen. You know what? At the crack of a gun, brother, some of them stepped out into eternity. And you know what they were? They were standing before God in judgment, brother. Every house we fall, there shall it lie. Folks, today, if you die lost, amen, the devil's hell waits your coming. If you die saved, guess what's going to happen? You're going to be with the Lord in the twinkling of an eye. This morning, we can make all the excuses. I thought about a great king, Brother Jerry, at God's end, Samuel bound to anoint. Amen. And the Bible said that he anointed Saul to be king over Israel. And listen, old Saul was getting ready to go to battle one day, and that Samuel was supposed to come out and meet him. Amen. And they was going to go to the Lord, and God would anoint them, and they'd go out to battle. But listen, Samuel, no doubt today, brother, if the preacher had a fat car and didn't get here, amen, everybody would go to the house. But old Saul, he thought, well, I'll just go ahead and do the job of the preacher. Amen. And he offered up a sacrifice to God. Let me tell you something. Everybody wants to do the preacher's job anymore. Amen. But listen, you got a place just like he does. And you got a place to serve God. But whenever Samuel showed up, Samuel said, what in the world have you done? And he said, I forced myself. Amen. Because you didn't show up. That's a lot of people today. They got all kinds of excuses. I just had to force myself to the house of God this morning. I just had to make myself go. I'm glad this morning I don't have to make myself go to the house of God. I'm glad that I have a desire to be with the Lord and see God's people this morning. Amen. And all the excuses I can make this morning, I will not hold up. And people lay out over nothing and say they're a child of God. Amen. The church down the road will have a dinner. Amen. They'll all run down there and leave their home church alone. Amen. But I'm here to tell you, folks, what are we doing? When we stand before God, will we be making excuses?
Going
over, it's a couple of chapters after he done been scolded. God gave him another opportunity. He said, listen, he said, Amalek said, they need to be wiped out. He said, they're sinners, so I want them all killed. He wanted them to go down there and kill them, Brother John. He said, don't you bring nothing out there. He said, you destroy that place. Here he goes, old Saul down there again. Amen. Goes in and they start seeing all the goodly things they got and they begin to bring it out. Amen. And that's what he said. Here comes Samuel again. He said, what have you done this time that you didn't obey the voice of God? Hey, when's the last time you obeyed the voice of God? Hey, I'm going to get into the lost here in a minute, but I was going to straighten us out a little bit first. Amen. I didn't come to preach on. I didn't come to tickle your ear neither. Amen. Amen. But listen, these people here. Amen. Saul said. Amen. He said, we done what God said. Said, we destroyed it. So while I brought the king out. Amen. And the people brought out the things they were going to offer up to God. All the excuses that they began to make. This man was a king. A leader, brother. He wasn't supposed to let the people tell him what to do. Amen. He was supposed to tell them what to do. Amen. He let them just do whatever. And there he was in trouble again. And you know what God said? He said it repented him that he ever made him king over Israel. And he said, therefore he take his kingdomship away from him and give it to another man. He found a man that was after his own heart. Little David. Amen. You know what, David? You'll find David in trouble a lot of places. And he sung about being out there against Goliath. David didn't make no excuses, did he?
That's right.
Amen. He knew what he was. He went down there.
Yeah.
Amen. He faced the giant. He conquered the battle.
Amen.
Amen. You know what we need to do, no matter what we're going through, no matter what's going on in our life, we need just to suit up and go on.
Yep.
Amen. Get together with God's people.
Yep.
You know what? There's strength in number. Well, I tell you what, the more they are together, amen, the stronger we are.
Amen.
There's prayer in number. He said, what, two or three's gathered in my name? He said, I'm in the midst. Wonder what he would do this morning with 50. Amen. Well, I tell you this morning, God can bless, but we make all kinds of excuses.
That's right.
I don't want to go to the altar because people see me. Let me tell you, them people that died last Sunday, I'm in a moment was standing before an almighty God. And I wonder if he would ask them, why was you not in the house of the Lord? Hey, I'm just saying, my heart goes out for them. I'm not going off on them. Amen. But what if God would have said, why was you not in my house? And Lord, I went to church last Sunday, so I decided to take off this Sunday and rest. But I'm going to tell you, there ain't no rest in the world. Amen. It's here in God's house where you'll find rest. I've got joy and peace and contentment in God's house. Amen. But no doubt, when the crack of that gun happened, brother, they died.
Yep. Yeah.
Some died later. Some didn't have opportunity to pray. Some may have.
Yeah.
What if you died this morning without the Lord? What would your excuse be?
Right. Yeah.
What would your excuse be before the Lord this morning?
Right.
Amen. Lord, I got saved, but there's too many people there. Lord, I tell you what, that preacher wasn't so loud, I might have went up there. Lord, I tell you what, this and that and this. And I'm here to tell you this morning. Lord said, let whosoever come and take the water of life freely. There's no excuses for me. He said, whosoever. I'm going to tell you something. I was born a poor boy. When they sang about that, the child of a king, and amen, a beggar and things, I know what you're talking about. Amen, I was raised off of sawmill gravy. Amen, didn't have much. The only running water we had came out of a branch. Amen. The only outhouse we had was way off over yonder. Amen. But let me tell you something. Amen. I know what it is to serve a living God. And to become a child of the King. I still don't have nothing. But I got eating. He got me to swallow. I've got a grace of God. Amen. There's no excuse for not serving the Lord.
Amen.
No excuse not to be saved.
Amen.
I thought about this man here. Amen. Here in the book of Luke, you know, he said, he told him to go out and bid at the time, they didn't. Amen. There's another man there in the Bible, on over there, you'll find at the end of that story. And they said the Lord came in and found one there without a wedding garment on. Hey man, you know what he was? He was speechless. I preached on that the other day, being speechless before the Lord. Hey man, he was speechless whenever he asked him, how did you get in here without a wedding garment on? Hey man, but let me tell you something. Folks, whenever he couldn't answer him, he said he bound him up. Hey man, and cast him into outer darkness where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Amen.
Yeah, amen.
What would that be at this morning? Walmart?
Amen.
Y'all tell in a pits of hell. Amen. Yeah, in a pits of hell, that man lifted his eyes just like the rich man did.
Yeah.
Man, you know, we make all kinds of excuses. I make excuses all the time. Why does somebody else preach to me? Amen. They brothers are far better than me. But you know what? I got a job to do and I have to do it. Amen.
Yeah.
I want to do the best I can. But you know what I think about too? There was a man called Moses that God told him to go down and bring the children of Israel out. Said, go down there and tell Pharaoh to set my children free. Amen. You know what? He said, who am I to go down there and tell Pharaoh anything? He said, let me tell you something. I'm telling you to go do it. Amen. And then you know what he done? He began to make an excuse. He said, I'm not a man of eloquent speech. He said, I'm slow at tongue. I kind of pictured him to be a stutterer. Amen. Somebody about like Mel Tillis. Amen. Mel Tillis couldn't say sue if he had to. But brother, he could sing better than anybody ever heard. And you know why? Because he didn't let that hinder him. Amen. Sometimes we just need to let God have God his way with us. Amen. And forget about the word. No doubt Moses thought in his heart, well, if I was like somebody else, and probably even Paul said, well, if I was like my brother Aaron, I wouldn't care a bit to it. God already knew it.
Right.
He said, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll send you brother Aaron real
quick.
Amen.
Amen.
He speak for you. Amen. I'll tell you. You tell him, and he tell Pharaoh. Amen. God's got a plan.
Amen.
You know what? He run out of excuses, didn't he?
Yeah.
Well, Lord, who am I gonna say sent me? I am.
Yeah.
I am sent you.
Yeah.
He still know who he's talking about.
Yeah.
Brother, he went down there and done what God said. And guess what? Sure, we've got to go free.
Yeah.
Amen. You know what? Sometimes we just have to do what we need to do to help somebody else.
Amen.
Let me share this with you. I'll come to a close here in just a few minutes, about another 20 minutes. Amen. I know this is going to get some people because they know they talk to me about this a lot. You know what? I know this morning I can't preach, you know, but I still try my best. Amen. You know what else I know? I can't sing. I know I can't sing. Amen. And one of these days, brother, I'm going to be in glory. I'm going to get to sing with the best of them.
That's right.
Amen. I'm going to get to sing with the best of them. But you know what? I can't, could never do anything. You know that? But you know what? Sometimes I'll still, I try. Amen. I'll bear back, Brother Cherry, when the congregation sing, and I'll sing. And no doubt, sometimes they probably over there singing thinking, I wish to goodness he'd shut up. But you know what? I still like to make a joyful noise to the Lord. Because it makes me merry at heart. Amen. It gives me joy in my heart. Amen. Listen. So when God asks you to do something, just do it. Amen. Forget about everybody else around you. Amen. It don't matter how much better somebody else is than us. Amen. That's no excuse for us to lay down on God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. But this man, amen, whenever he was cast into hell, no doubt he wished he could have went back and started over.
That's right.
Amen. You know what? These people were bid to the marriage supper.
Yeah.
And you know what? I believe that's probably one of them out there. Probably snuck in. It doesn't say. But he probably one of them eased his way back around trying to get in. You know what he said? He said, them that was bidden, amen, will not have any part of my supper.
Yeah.
They was not going to get to partake in it. You know why? Because they had made excuses.
Yeah.
What did King Agrippa do whenever Paul stood before him and preached the word?
Yeah.
He said, Paul, he said, I'll send for you at a convenient season. Amen.
Yeah.
You know what he was saying? I'm going to make me an excuse right here and get out of it. Amen.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you this morning. I believe one of the writers said we are an excusable old man who judges the nut. Amen. You know what he was doing? He thought that he would get some gain from Paul. But guess what? I just went on preaching the word.
That's right. Yeah.
And King Agrippa knew about God. He even told him it. He said, listen, this thing's not hid from the king. It's not done in the corner. You know about it. You know about it this morning. You know what the Lord can do.
Yeah.
Even if you're lost this morning, you know what the Lord can do.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Those of you that knew me when I was lost, you know what the Lord can do.
Amen.
Yeah. Huh? Amen. Whenever we're lost and undone, and God calls us out of darkness, guess what? Changes us.
Yeah, that's right.
Changes us. But we are without excuse this morning.
Yeah.
King Agrippa was without excuse. Paul said, buddy, I would, not only you, but everybody else under the sound of my voice. Hey, man, was like me, except for these changes that bound me. Hey, man, he was bound up there. But you know what he wanted to do? He wanted to be saved.
Hey,
man, his heart's desire was that they be saved. But they made excuses. Man, all through the Word of God, you find people made excuses. Amen. All through your life, you'll find people made excuses.
Yeah.
You know what? When one of my children does something that they ain't supposed to, man, boy, they'll roll off them excuses why they did this, why they did that. Amen. They'll start making up something. You know what? You know what most people do whenever they lay out of church, Brother Jerry? I would rather for somebody just call me and say, Brother, I'm not coming. Amen. Just be honest. Amen. I'm not coming. But Brother, I don't feel good. Well, there you just took and I made a lie of another lie.
Amen.
The Bible says a liar shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven.
Yeah.
Amen. One excuse just brings on another.
Yeah.
Then somebody else asked me, well, why come you didn't go to church in my town? Well, I had things I needed to do. Well, I was another liar.
Yeah.
Come on. Boy, people just keep on and on and on. Next thing you know, amen, there's a deep that can't get your way out.
That's right.
Folks, this morning, we're without excuse.
Right.
You know why? Because Jesus Christ died for us.
Yeah.
He came to give us life and give us
right.
more abundant.
Yeah.
He came to seek and to save. We're without excuse.
Yeah.
Guess what the devil come to do? Kill, steal, and destroy.
That's right.
Amen. Are you foolish of his ways? Amen. Look at the world today. How many people in a week's time die of drug overdoses?
Yeah.
How many people die in automobile accidents?
Yeah, that's right.
Amen. How many people today die, amen, lost without God. There's no excuse to die lost without God.
Amen.
Because He did say, whosoever.
Yeah.
I'm glad He said, whosoever.
Yeah.
You know what? That gave me opportunity, this old poor boy, to be saved.
Yeah.
Give me opportunity to get on my knees and say, Lord, I don't want to go to hell.
That's right.
I called upon His name and He plucked me out of sin. Amen. Brought me up out of darkness. Amen. Established my going in Him.
Yeah.
Where are you at this
morning? Thank you, God.
Bless you. Man, I'm going to come close. I'm done. Some of y'all have been wishing that for about 5 minutes. Amen. We'll just come on and do this song. We're without excuse this morning. We are without excuse. When we stand before God, whenever they take and roll out and coughing out for the last time, amen, and we're laid out there in a funeral home or in the church or wherever they might take us, amen, we're without excuse if we're lost and undone. God has opened the door for us, amen. Listen, years ago, that we didn't have that opportunity. We was a people without a God. Man, but today we are people with a God. Yeah. Jesus came to give us life. Amen. To save our souls this morning.
Amen.
This morning, I don't know your heart. A lot of you here, I don't know. A lot of you, I do. I've been to church with you over the years. Know a lot of them go to church here. There's some of you I've never seen before. Amen. You know your heart. I know my heart. So I want you to search yours this morning. If God called you out today, would you be able to say, Lord, I'm coming home? Amen. As the brother sung this morning, when he takes you by the hand, leads you over the promised land, boy, won't it be a wonderful night?
Amen.
But wouldn't it be a bad thing to stand before him? He say, depart from me.
Oh,
yes. Amen. Cast him into outer darkness, or her into outer darkness, where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth throughout eternity. Bobby, what a shame it'd be. Amen. For somebody to step off into hell this morning. God made the way. God has made the way.
Amen.
Hey man, we make excuses.